So we've been looking at characteristics of family, as we shared about this time of remembrance of sacrifice of Jesus Christ and taking of the Lord's Supper. And we've talked about genetics, blood. We've talked about traditions, and we've talked about characteristics, behavior. And so the last thing I want to share about family when we think of characteristics is inheritance. Now, it's going to be a little bit interesting because we're going to talk about inheritance, but we're not necessarily going to talk about financial, even though we're going to use that to share what in many ways is the biggest inheritance from family, which are life lessons that get passed down from generation to generation. So looking at the financial aspect to get to the advice aspect, we have the Bank of San Antonio. They have an article that they put out where they talk about legacy, and what they mean by that is inheritance, and does it have longevity? And so they, being a bank, and because people are looking to plan for their children, grandchildren, and so forth, they started to do some research, and we're looking at some information as far as estate planning and generational wealth, and there's something interesting they found out. And so this bank, in doing some research to kind of put together some information to share with their people that bank with them, they found out that according to Barron's, that 70% of family wealth is destroyed by the second generation. And by the third generation, loss of wealth exceeds 90%, leaving very little to the fourth generation. And so they thought that was rather interesting. And so they were doing some more research to help, again, their bank members with estate planning and everything. And they're trying to figure out why that was the case. So they turned to the Williams Group, which is a financial consultant company, and the Williams Group actually studied this phenomenon about how generational wealth, statistically, it seems like over time, is gone by the third generation and why that is. And so they found, as they were investigating, they researched, used 2,000 families that were wealthy families, and looked at their family fortunes and over the generation what happened. And they found something interesting is that bad investments or economic troubles had little to do with any loss of family fortune. Instead, they found that the largest contributors were communication and trust issues. And a second leading factor was preparedness and education. And so the Bank of San Antonio, with all this information, had put together this article to give to their members. And at the end of it, they said, while smart investments and tax planning are as important as a smart financial strategy, you must open the lines of communication and build trust. Families that persevere and build wealth across multiple generations talk to one another. Senior generations offer heirs a complete understanding of the responsibilities and options in managing the wealth. I thought that was rather interesting. That it wasn't bad investment. It wasn't necessarily poor choices. It wasn't even people, you know, at the Preakness choosing the wrong pony to put their money on. That no, it was trust and communication. Isn't that interesting that we are here sharing in our inheritance? See, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, for your knowing what is the hope of his calling, and what riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to us who are believing according to the working of the power of his might. See, Paul also writes in Romans the 8th chapter, verses 16 and following, about our inheritance, that the Spirit himself does testify with our spirit that we're children of God. And if children, we're also heirs. Heirs indeed of God, and heirs together of Christ. If indeed we suffer together, that we also may be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of our present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory about to us to be revealed. For the earnest looking out of the creation does create the expectation of revelation of the sons of God. So what's interesting is thinking about our inheritance, and we are here partaking of the Lord's Supper as a form of sharing our inheritance. As I look at Ephesians, the first chapter, and I look at Romans, the 8th chapter, I notice something rather interesting. And it's this idea of togetherness. Well, it makes sense, right? I mean, after all, we are family. But then I think about that article in the bank in San Antonio. And I wonder if we are here celebrating our inheritance, but yet maybe a generation or two, maybe our own generation, we're going to spoil it because of lack of trust and poor communication. See, the psalmist wrote in the 20th chapter, verses 5 through 7, he says, "We sing of your salvation, and in the name of our God we set up a banner. Jehovah does fulfill all requests. Now I have known that Jehovah saves his anointed. He answers him with his holy from his holy heavens, with the saving might of his right hand, some of chariots and some of horses, and we of the name of Jehovah our God make mention." It's interesting that as the psalmist here is writing of salvation, that the correlation with salvation is an understanding that there has to be trust. We are here because we trust that God is the fulfiller of promises and that Christ will return. But we're also here not just trusting in our inheritance, but communicating to each other in our inheritance as we partake. See, James, the 4th chapter, verse 11 says this, Speak not one against another, brethren. He who is speaking against a brother and is judging his brother doth speak against the law. And whoever judge and doth judge the law. And if the law thou judge, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Romans 14:19 says, "So then the things of peace may we pursue, and the building up of one another." See, we're here to share in our inheritance because we're children of God. We're heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. But are we going to spoil our inheritance, our spiritual inheritance, because of lack of trust and of poor communication? I hope we don't. So, church, as we consider our familyhood, our togetherness, as we consider the fact we share in the blood, the genetics, because we're bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, as we think about our history, our traditions, as we think about our philosophy and our theology and the words that are spoken by the prophets and the words that were spoken by the apostles and were written down for exhortation to us, now we look to ourselves and to our inheritance. And my prayer, my advice, is that we communicate and that we trust not just God, not just the Son, but each other. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessings, Lord God, that as we think about the inheritance that you've given us, how you're preparing a place for us, how you desire that if we seek forth the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added, Lord God, we know that we have an inheritance with you. We have our salvation and our trust and faith in you through your Son, Jesus Christ. But Father God, we pray, Lord, that as we think about inheritance, we understand that many times the best thing is the advice that is shared by our older generations to us and that we share to the next generations. And so we see, Father God, that even the world understands that trust and communication is key to share an inheritance. So we pray, Father God, that we grow as a family in our trust and communication so that we can share in our inheritance with you and each other. We praise you and we thank you this day. Through Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.